This year's Nobel Prize for Economics goes to an American, Ed Prescott, and a Norwegian, Finn Kidland. They were honored for their contributions to the understanding of how business cycles work. We're joined now by NPR business correspondent Jack Spear. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Steve.
So who are these two winners?
Well, the two men who will share this year's Nobel Memorial Prize in Economics are Finn Kidland, as you mentioned. He's 60 years old from Norway. Kidland teaches at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh and at the University of Santa Barbara. And Edward C. Prescott. Prescott is 63. He's the W.P. Carey Chaired Professor at Arizona State University. And he's also a senior monetary advisor for the research department at the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis.
And they've worked together in the dismal science, as it's sometimes called, co-authoring a number of papers. What is so important about what they've written?
They have, and they've co-authored a lot of papers over the years. As one economist I spoke with this morning said, they've taken a very rigorous approach to the field of macroeconomics, which is big picture economics, Steve. They're being awarded the Nobel primarily for their work in contributions to dynamic macroeconomics. They looked at time consistency of economic policy and driving forces behind the business cycle. This is how some of the things affect real-world economics. One of their papers, which was from 1977, deals with government policy and how inconsistent government policy can actually hamper businesses over time. Prescott and Kidland said when governments change or deviate from stated goals on issues ranging from tax policy to inflation, they risk losing credibility with the private sector. They also looked at shifting government policies and the risk in harming the economy in the long run and how that can actually lead to slower growth. And some of the things that they have done have actually been used to reform central banks around the world.
It's really interesting. You will hear business people say from time to time, I don't care if taxes are high, taxes are low, whatever. I just want to know what the rules are and that they won't change.
Yeah, they said that, you know, the work these two did was very important in determining a factor in why inflation has actually been low in many countries for the last decade. Some of their other recent work also looked at time to build and aggregate fluctuations, which is a real mouthful, but again, it has some real-world applications. Basically, what the two did was study long-term economic trends and short-term fluctuations, and things like prices, wages, and inflation. And most prior research in macroeconomics really hadn't looked at things in that kind of a way.
Now, some of the Nobel Prize, the prize winners that we've heard about in the last few days have been people whose work has not necessarily had an immediate practical application. These guys are different, though.
They are different, and they also are part of an ongoing trend in terms of sort of awarding the prize for some different ways of looking at things. Their research led to reforms and changes in the way we understand business decisions. In recent years, we've seen prize winners pick because of work that even a lay audience can appreciate as being important. In 2002, the Nobel was awarded for the first time to two men who used psychology to understand how people make economic decisions. This is the fifth year in a row an American has been awarded the Nobel in economics. As we mentioned, Kidland, however, is Norwegian. He will share the $1.3 million prize that will be handed out December 10th in Stockholm, the anniversary of the death of Alfred Nobel, the man for whom the prize is named, Steve.
And we'll see how he does business with that $1.3 million, or they do business with that $1.3 million. NPR's Jack Spear, thanks very much.
You're welcome.